This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
This is Jim from Chelsea. What's up, Jim?
Hey, good morning, Greg. Good morning, Danielle.
What's going on?
A quick shower beers out to you, Fitzy.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Shower beers.
Shower beers.
Oh, shut up. No.
Hey, I just wanted to throw this out there. Probably not the top of all of the movies for the soundtracks, but remember the Highlander movie?
Yes.
The soundtrack was all Queen, great songs, like Who Wants to Live Forever.
I don't remember the soundtrack being integral to the film.
It was actually. That was the whole idea. That song was the theme to the movie, the whole idea. There can be only one. Yeah. That was a highly underrated movie. Great Christopher Lambert, weird looking dude, but yeah, made great movie. That was a great movie. 86.
Wasn't there a TV series or something like
there
a Highlander?
Yep.
Speaking of TV, when Dana White gets in here, which I think is about 10 minutes.
Yep.
I cannot wait to get his thoughts on the 30 for 30, which just aired this week on Chuck Liddell and Tito Ortiz. I think it's called Chuck and Tito. And Tito Ortiz not happy with it, and I believe blaming Dana White for that. So,
really?
We will have to discuss that with Dana White.
Chuck Liddell's a bad man.
He is awesome.
But
there was a whole thing in all this stuff in there I didn't know about kind of the male role models in his life, father, grandfather, et cetera. So I think the ending, I'll have to ask Dana about this, but the ending to me was kind of sad. That's got to be the first MMA related 30 for 30, right? I don't think there's been another one.
I don't believe so. I know we definitely don't have time for this discussion either, but what's your favorite 30 for 30?
Oh, that's impossible to.
It's a good question, though.
Yes, it is. It is a great. What's yours?
The U.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, I like. There's way too many that. Dana's here now. Bring Dana right in.
Hey.
Dana White gets to walk in the studio as soon as he arrives here. By the way, there's no air conditioning because we have no power in the building due to the Bombo Genesis. What's up?
What's up,
what's going on? It's Dana.
What's
my
up,
apologies.
Dana?
It's like a hunt. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good to see you.
It's about 100 degrees in here, not by choice, but because the power is out all over the city.
We had to come down here with flashlights.
Have to walk down here with flashlights? Yeah. How are you?
Good.
Long time no see.
Yeah, good to see you, man.
How you
Congrats
been?
Congrats on all your new stuff.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for, you stepped up big time. I think we spoke during the Jimmy Fund telethon, but
yep.
Thanks for what UFC did and what you did for that.
Pleasure.
Before you came in, I was talking about the 30 for 30.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't?
No.
Oh.
Is it good?
I was asking if that's the first MMA 30 for 30.
It is
the first one.
Yeah.
But I guess, and I don't know if you can confirm or deny this, but Tito not happy with it and blaming you for it? Or
when's Tito ever going to be happy about anything? He's a baby. Shut up. Shut up. You're
Shut
lucky
up.
There's a 30 for 30 about you, idiot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, him.
Yeah, I mean, those.
He's an idiot. He's never going to change.
He's an idiot, and he's never going to change.
Right?
Are those? I mean, when you look at those two, is that really the beginning of the catapult that the UFC had?
Yeah. Well, Chuck Liddell was the first real big superstar. that we had. You know what I mean? The rise of Chuck Liddell was fun. It was a good time, and that guy was as big a rock star as anybody. It was crazy. I would have these parties after the event at Mandalay Bay up in my room, and Chuck Liddell would come to the party after the fights, and everybody wanted to be at that party, man. Like, people would be blowing me up. You know, the people from In Demand, DirecTV, and all these other things would have people trying to get on the list to get into my room. It was pretty cool.
And you, when you think back on those days, there's certainly a, did you have any idea that you would get to where UFC is today?
Yeah, I always believed that this thing would be big. I mean, if you see interviews with me 15, 16 years ago, I believed that it would be this big. But then, you know, to the level we are now, it's just, I don't know, it's just something you can't even think about.
Like, I didn't realize
like finally being on ESPN and,
yeah,
you know, stuff like that.
I didn't realize the whole dynamic that existed between Chuck and his dad and his grandfather and all that stuff. That's a really, really interesting part of it.
Yeah.
Really, really
interesting. Was that on the 30th?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, his grandfather was his hero. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Really, really interesting. Really interesting.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, so I got to see this thing. So
So tomorrow night, is this the sixth event here in Boston?
I don't know. How many,
yeah. But looking pretty good.
I love it. Yeah. It's always amazing to come back here and put on events and be back out making the rounds with everybody.
There was a time where we weren't sure that they were going to be allowed in our city.
Yeah. New York too. And yeah, many, we just got France done. We'll be putting on a UFC event next year in Paris.
Really?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's,
I'm really excited about it.
That's fantastic.
Can I just say I'm psyched, especially tomorrow night, not only about having the UFC at the Garden, but also we got a local kid, Taunton's own Randy Costa. Whoever thought that you would see somebody from down in the racetrack area stepping up on stage into the octagon at the Garden in a UFC? That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we've had a lot of good talent come out of this city, you know, in the sport, and that will continue to happen. The girls were just telling me on the way over here that they were at a thing out in Dorchester last night where they have this group of people where inner city kids are coming in off the streets and training, and it sounded pretty cool. So to hear things like this going on, you know, not just here, but you know, this type of stuff's happening all over the world. And I say it all the time. When we were growing up, your parents would put you in karate or taekwondo. This is the new martial art that kids mm-hmm. and men and women are taking all over the world. So,
and like, do you see, like, is so youth football is dying, right? Because parents aren't allowing their kids to play.
Right.
Do you see any kind of effect like that when it comes to mixed martial arts?
No, it's the exact opposite. It's growing. I mean, this is the type of stuff that you put your kids into. You know, bullying is a big thing these days. You know, this self-esteem, you know, all this stuff that we didn't hear about when we were kids. You know, listen, bullying back in our day, if a kid was older than you, you got your ass whooped.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the way that it worked out.
And your old man told you to go back and take take it the next day.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I think it's, I mean, I think you have to acknowledge that it's worse with social media.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely.
I guess it's
more accessible.
Yeah.
People are more accessible.
Yeah.
What are you today? What are your feelings when it comes to Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
And aligning yourself with him.
Yeah. Listen, I like Conor, you know, and Conor's done a lot of things for the sport. You know, Conor became very rich and very famous very fast. And, you know, we see how that, we've seen it, you know, our whole lives, how that affects certain people certain ways. And Conor is no different. You know, he's calling out Frankie Edgar right now, which is not a fight that we're going to make. It's Frankie Edgar's two weight classes below him, and we got other plans for Frankie Edgar. So, I like Conor. We'll see what next year is like for Conor McGregor.
He reminds me a little bit of Antonio Brown.
Yeah. You know, listen, when you get I made a prediction. I made a prediction going into the Floyd Mayweather fight that Conor might never fight again. He's fought once since fighting Floyd Mayweather. So, you know, when you get that kind of
waste,
money.
What a waste, though. What a waste.
Yeah,
like what,
he's
right?
Amazing. He's an amazing fighter and
yeah,
an amazing personality. And you know, but these things, money does these things. Money when money comes, you know, he has this whiskey company that's doing really well right now too. So
yeah, Money and if you don't drink it, he punches you out in a bar in Ireland. Yeah.
It's the his own worst enemy thing, which is such a bummer, too, because he's so magnetic and he's so entertaining. Who the hell is this guy? You know, his press conferences alone, you could probably charge pay-per-view.
You're right. Yeah, no, it's unfortunate, but it's, you know, if you look through the history of sports and entertainment and anybody who gets that rich, that fast, that young.
They don't know what to do with
it. This is what happens, man.
You've been pretty outspoken about boxing, and sadly, a boxer just passed away.
Right.
Where do you feel like that sport ends up being at? Do you think there's a period of time where it's just there's no boxing anymore?
That's a great question. I'm getting into boxing in the next couple months, and you know, obviously, mixed martial arts is a lot more exciting and to watch and to participate in, but there's still a lot that can be done with boxing, in my opinion. And I'm getting in, and we'll see what happens.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to have a press conference here in the next couple of months.
So you don't want to reveal it right
now. Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, I'm getting in. I'm getting in a big way.
When you don't do anything small, though, I mean, so give us a little bit of a hint. I mean, you're here.
I hired a guy.
Yeah.
Who, you know, people are dying to know who this guy is, and I'm going to announce him soon. Who's going to come in and run the day-to-day operations, and we're gonna get into boxing big,
and do it the right way. And you're
do it the way, do it my way,
do it your way.
I don't know if my way is the right way, but
seems like it is.
I came into the UFC and I thought that there were a lot of things that needed to be fixed in a fight game. A lot of things the boxing did right and a lot of things the boxing did wrong. And that's basically what the UFC was built on. And I'm going to go in and do the same thing in boxing. And originally, I'm going to piss a lot of people off. A lot of people are going to think, you know, some of these ideas are stupid. And we'll see. We'll see how it plays out over the next several years.
Dana, if you're getting into boxing, I'd like to know, what do you think about a guy like Tyson Fury? I think he's got, like, the right amount of charisma, good showmanship. He's a real fighter. He's not just a puncher. That's a guy, to me, for a sport that has suffered, because I grew up watching, I mean, heavyweight fights were must-see TV growing up. And then our attention waned. UFC came around. I feel like a guy like that could maybe get some asses back in the seats and some eyeballs on the screen.
I agree. I like all the top guys out there right now. I like Ruiz. Mm-hmm. I like Fury. I don't know how Deontay Wilder isn't a massive superstar.
That
you
guy
know what
can
I mean?
Hit.
Exactly. And then there's still Joshua, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's real fights. Just those four guys right there, you could make big fights for the next 2.5 years.
Right.
Just with those guys.
It's like boxing went to sleep, and everyone was like, oh, we had a Klitschko phase, and then it went away again. Like, no, there's actual talent in the heavyweight division again. We can make this great again.
I agree. And just those four guys fighting each other are all fun fights that people would love to see.
Is your guy that you're working with Gronk?
No. I wish. I wish it was Gronk.
Can he be the commissioner of the new boxing league or something?
He should be the commissioner of something.
He should be the commissioner of something.
I love Gronk, man.
This is Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. Hey, Dane, I love the UFC. I love what you did with it, and I've been watching for a long time. Used to love watching Nick Diaz and watch his little brother come up and, you know, kind of fight in the same style and emulate his brother. Has been awesome. What's next for both of those guys, actually?
Yeah, so Nate Diaz has a massive fight coming up in Madison Square Garden next month. November 2nd against Jorge Masvidal, and Nick Diaz. Unfortunately, I don't think you'll ever see Nick Diaz fight again. Doesn't look like he wants to fight, or you know. But Nate, if Nate beats Jorge Masvidal, anything's possible for that kid next. Who knows who he could fight? That could be the next fight that Conor takes too.
Do you stay in touch with Ronda Rousey?
Oh yeah. No, I love Ronda Rousey. Yeah, her and I are very good friends and will be till the day we die.
And do you feel like she's happy with what she's done?
She's so happy.
She is?
I mean, look at what that woman, you know, what she did here and then went on to the WWE and became super successful there. She owns a ranch out in California. She has all kinds of animals now. Her and her husband are trying to have a baby. And, she couldn't be happier. She's one of the greatest athletes I've ever worked with in my entire career.
What? Just give us an opinion on your beloved New England Patriots, because everybody's whining around here about a 6-0 team.
What are they whining about? I couldn't be happier. I love it.
The offense can't possibly continue. Eventually, there's no way with this offense they can win the AFC.
Everybody says this every single year. One of the most dominant franchises in history. The trio with Kraft, Belichick, and Brady is one of the greatest ever in the history of the sport. Quit your whining. Quit your bitching. Enjoy it while it's lasting. You know, Belichick's not going to be here forever. Kraft's not going to be here forever. And Brady's not going to be here forever. Enjoy this while we have it. It's one of the greatest times of my life.
Yeah.
Every Sunday I'm on the couch. I can't wait to watch the games. You know, these games stress me out worse than work does. Work doesn't stress me out as bad as the games.
Same.
Right?
Well, think about
I love it. My buddy over here is a Broncos fan.
Yeah.
He's miserable.
I'm rooting for you tonight, though.
He's an Eagles fan. I don't know how they pulled that off a couple of years. But, you know, everybody else is miserable. We got the greatest team in the history of professional football. Yeah, enjoy it.
And we're whining about it. I mean, think about what year did you leave here?
I left in 96.
Think about the difference between 1996 and now.
Right.
Right?
My oldest son is 18.
Yeah.
He knows nothing but winning.
Yeah.
All he knows is winning. He's a Patriots fan. All he knows is winning.
Yeah.
It's the greatest time of all of our lives. Everybody who's a Patriots fan, enjoy it while it lasts, because it's not going to last forever.
Stop complaining.
Dana, I'm a Southie resident, live on East 3rd Street, and I have been told I have to ask you about what the hell drove you out of Southie. In 1996.
He's only told this story 400.
Yeah, yeah.
400.
I've never told this story, ever.
Curtis, he's only told this story.
I worked on an old show. We didn't talk about the UFC. I've never had Dana.
We can summarize.
Before.
Yeah.
Whitey drove you out. Yeah,
well, it wasn't exactly Whitey.
Whitey's guys.
Yeah, his guys. Yeah.
Whitey's guys.
Yeah. I jumped on a plane, went to Vegas. Thank you, Whitey's guys. It was the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
And what was the deal? Like, I can't remember. You told it on the old show.
Yeah.
You opened up a gym, right? And they
wanted. Yeah, yeah.
You open up a gym.
I'm trying to shake you down for money.
And they wanted cash.
They said, you owe me some money.
How much was it?
Like $2,500.
No, that's not
bad. It was like $25,000 to me back then.
And you're like, I'm out of here. And,
I just kept doing my thing and pretended it didn't happen. And I got a call one day and said, you know, you got till tomorrow at 1 o'clock to pay it. And I said, or what?
Uh-huh.
Or you're going to find out.
You said, or
so
what?
I literally hung up, picked up the phone, called Delta, got a one-way ticket to Vegas.
And here you are, the president of the UFC.
Yep. It all worked out.
It all worked out pretty good. This is Jeff from Rhode Island. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Dana. Going to the card on tomorrow night. Wanted to see what your thoughts were on Greg Hardy's transition from football to MMA and what you think the future holds for him.
Yeah, listen, he's a big, powerful, athletic guy who hits hard, and he's got that killer instinct. He's done very well so far. He's got a tough fight tomorrow. This guy that he's fighting tomorrow is heavy-handed. Only comes forward, hits hard and wants this opportunity as bad as Hardy does. So that should be a fun fight.
Tickets still available for tomorrow?
Yeah, still tickets available. And for all the people that aren't going and are going to watch, it's Friday, not Saturday, because people are conditioned to watch on Saturday. It's Friday, and it is live and free on ESPN2.
Live, free, ESPN2, and there are still some tickets available for tomorrow night.
Yep.
All right. Well, it's great to see you.
You too. Thanks for having me.
And
you guys, congrats. Congrats on all your success.
Thank you.
Good stuff. I mean, you just had to come down 3 floors below.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not in the dark. It's not that
different. There's a cyclone bomb going on out there.
Bombo Genesis, Bombo Cyclone, whatever it is.
All right.
Well, Dana White, as always, great to see you.
You too.
Great event tomorrow night, and we will be right back.
Tom Brady joins the Greg Hill Show this Tuesday morning after the game. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Brought to you by Awaken 1-8 Weight Loss, revolutionizing the weight loss industry since 2014. Set up your consultation. Learn how easy losing weight really can be. NFL kicks off week 7 tonight, 8:20 p.m. We'll pick it up at 8 on Westwood One. The Chiefs at the Broncos. Kansas City losing 2 in a row. That's after Monday Night live at the Encore Casino with Tom E. Curran. They'll be at the On Deck Burger Bar. Head on out and see the guys. Free parking now at the Encore. Astros at the Yankees, 8:08 first pitch. That's a game 4 pushback from last night. You can listen on AM 850. Bruins big tilt with Tampa tonight, 7 p.m. faceoff at the Garden. The Bruins 5-1, Tampa 3-2-1 to start. First of four meetings. They won't meet them again until December and then two in March. And David Krejci's status up in the air for that one. Patriots back to practice today after a rare Wednesday off-day session. Demaryius Thomas popping off to the New York Daily News about his time with the Patriots and looking back on it and said basically he was embarrassed, cut and let go after being brought back. The Patriots also have the Ben Watson deal official. It's $850,000 in guaranteed money this time around, $800,000. Base salary of $1.236 million. Very little chance they're going to cut Watson this time around. It's the Greg Hill Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here's a text with Shamrock at the end, which says, tell Dana that we still want that $2,500 with compounded interest. So,
wow.
Hopefully, I mean, it's dark. He's leaving in the dark. Yeah. The stairway's dark, so I think hopefully Dana's going to be okay. Yeah. Hopefully But think about that. I wonder how many people left Southie during a period of time because Whitey, et cetera, was looking for some kind of a payment for their business.
Well, everybody that's of a certain age in Southie claims that they were shaken down by Whitey at a certain point in time.
It's the thing.
Is that like how there were 100,000 people at Ted Williams' final game?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, okay. Everyone gets shit. But you know what?
Well, the same amount of people were at the Snow Bowl game. I mean, yeah.
I was actually at the game.
I was too, but I left early.
No way.
Hey. Yes, of course. Predictable.
I was with like one of our old sales guys.
How can you leave that game early?
I was with one of our old sales guys and clients, and the sales guy, Jim Vero, had like wingtips on, and it was, 19 degrees, and he was my ride.
Oh, that's a top three event in the history of Boston. To be at that and leave early is like the scene from Good Will Hunting.
Well, see, now you're doing another rank question. You're saying just events or sporting?
Sporting event in Boston or for a Boston team.
What's your top three?
I would go number one for me was game five of the ALCS when Ortiz hit the walk-off single.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Ortiz, this is our effing city.
No. I would say number one for me was the Celtics beating the Lakers in person. I saw that. That was phenomenal. That was their only title in the last, whatever, since 86 at the Garden.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Was that a game?
Game
seven?
Game six.
Oh, game six. Okay. And Snow Bowl.
Snow Bowl.
How about Poppy's Grand Slam in the ALCS 6 years ago?
Yeah, but that was game two. That's not as, obviously they lose the series if he doesn't hit that. That was the year of Boston Strong. That's a big game. I would say AFC Championship beating Peyton Manning in 03 when the Colts were on fire. That was a phenomenal game. Even the divisional round the next year, the Colts had won, 41-3 against the Chiefs the week before, and they shut them down with Ty Law with four picks.
There's a lot. Can we get a hockey game in here, Ken?
I know, it's tough. They clinched in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Got to be going back to Orr, I'm sure, to remember. Pretty old to go back that far.
How about that? How about the come from behind against the Leafs on that Monday night in 2013? That was I mean, they're down 4-1 in the third. That's pretty epic.
But Curtis made it only top three. So, I don't know.
We just topped him.
Has to be kind of a clinch kind of scenario.
I mean, you could also say the Robert Steele game four, but in the moment, you didn't know what that was. You know what I mean? That was just avoiding a sweep.
And Snow Bowl, you would rank, because it launched
the dynasty, but all of Boston sports had a renaissance following that Patriots unbelievable win. You had the Patriots in a one, then the Red Sox, and then the Patriots, and the Patriots, and then the Bruins, and the Celtics. It was sort of the birth of the rebirth of Boston sports.
No revolution moments in there?
Yeah, when I turn them off.
Curtis.
What about the Boston Breakers?
Boston Lobsters had a hell of a game in there.
Why didn't we get an XFL team, by the way?
I don't know.
I want football in March. I want football in March. I don't want to have to go root for the New York Exchange Traders or the or the Las Vegas wage earner, gamblers. Come on.
But do you think that it would do well?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I think we have an insatiable appetite for football and sports here. There's 900
what are you talking
sports
about?
Stations.
BC can't even draw college football fans.
Have you been to Alumni Field?
I have many times. Hammered.
It's ass frozen benches, open air.
Well, that's not. It's not about how comfortable
it's
it
not
is.
Fun.
It's about the team. It's about the team, Curtis. No disrespect. But.
Of course, we're awful.
Yes. Okay. And in the 80s and 90s, from Flutie to Glenn Foley, guess what? It was packed. It was energetic.
Eh,
they were part of the national.
I was
dialogue.
There when Matt Ryan was there. It wasn't that packed.
Yeah, Matt Ryan has all the magnetism of this empty vitamin water bottle I have.
What about that Bees game after the marathon bombings?
Ooh, when they sung with Renee Rancourt?
Yes, yes.
Phenomenal.
I still miss Renee.
Yeah. Celtics Cleveland game 7.
Ooh.
LeBron and Paul Pierce going back and forth. That's a pretty good one.
A sneaky great game was the A-Rod Varitek brawl with Bill Miller's walk-off home run in 04. That was a phenomenal game.
Yes. What about I don't think you can. They're talking about Pudge Fisk, the home run, the 75 series.
Before my time.
Yeah. Curtis, were you at the 2014 division round game January 2015 against the Ravens with the Edelman to Amendola option pass?
I was not there. That was a phenomenal game.
It's got to be top 10. That play.
The Brady throw to LaFell in the corner was remarkable.
Let's see. Bruins game 7, 2011 against Tampa. Was that? I think that was that Horton who scored that overtime goal? Yeah. All right. The crossover is coming up next.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama, papa coming for you. I'm the space invader.
Time for the crossover, and Rich is here. Rich, it's nice and warm in the studio today.
I love it.
You know, take your clothes off.
I might. I mean, each hour we'll have an update. I'll send out an update. It'll be one or two less pieces of clothing.
Please get permission from others in the building before removing.
I'll do that. Yeah, was that still a problem? You still getting letters and emails?
It's a real issue for some. For some,
I'm surprised you weren't on suspension after that.
Well, maybe.
But here you are today.
One could only hope.
Yeah.
By the way,
yes.
A brief debate on the show the other day. Did you select season 3 of Breaking Bad as the best season on your podcast?
I selected season 4.
Okay.
So what we did too
was. I have an issue if you selected season 3. I would have a real issue.
Yeah, no, it's not. Season 3 is probably the third best. I would go 4, 5, 3, 2, 1. But
4, 5, 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Because as we did it, we did each season. And maybe you heard me say, once we got to season 3, like, was that the best so far? Right? Because we were sort of going in that order. But, no, 4 is the best. And the reason why 3 and 4 are so good is because you get more of Gus, Saul, and Mike. Like, those guys are fantastic.
I love Gus.
And then 5, there's so many good episodes. Like, 5, even though, you know, you go away from Gus, you still have, like, the last 3 or 4 episodes are just so tense and so well done. That's why I didn't really need the movie, to be honest.
What?
Yeah, I didn't need it.
You didn't like it?
I didn't think a lot happened. And it was like, it was 2 hours, and it was like, okay, nothing changes, nothing happened.
Neither you nor Nick liked it. I love
it. Toy Story 4 of Breaking Bad. It was good, but I didn't need it.
Yeah, you didn't need it.
I did need it.
You needed it?
Yeah, I needed it.
Now, do you want another movie where they just keep up with Skyler and they're like, here's what Skyler's been doing?
I love Skyler. I love Skyler.
Here's what Marie's been doing. She's been going to open houses and stealing framed photos of families.
The Chronicles of Walt Jr. What are he and his crutches going to get into next?
I think he picks up the family business. That's my I think he makes like a red meth and he starts cooking that up.
Just the same way that Maverick is going to have to fly alongside Goose's daughter in the Top Gun movie.
Yes.
The only person that I didn't see was that I wanted to see was Ted Beneke. I mentioned this the other day. And
how do you think he's doing? What do you think
I'd
he's
like
up
to know how things are going at Beneke Industries. Yeah. And
I'm enjoying his heated floors.
Yes,
yeah, that's true.
A little broken.
Didn't you want to see Bill Burr and Huell?
Yes.
Those guys were up to?
Yes.
And like Saul, you have the TV show, so I guess they probably didn't want us.
I would say.
Yeah, 100%.
Tremendous.
Yeah. With characters that have come to life that we didn't know about, and they are the ones that are actually bringing people to the TV as opposed to like just seeing Saul or hoping you get a flashback glimpse of another character.
No, it's great. But I didn't need it. I mean, it was it's not bad because it is Jesse Pinkman. It's Vince Gilligan doing all of the stuff, and you get to follow him along. But I don't know, like none of the tension that you had from the series was in here because there's so many flashbacks. So you're like, all right, well, he's gonna be fine. Like I know he makes it out of this, right? Because it's a flashback. And then even the stuff afterwards, like they didn't create another villain on the level of Gus or. Right. Even Uncle Jack or any of those guys.
Are you and Nick in some kind of a beer exchange
club? We are beer dorks.
Is it like an online thing? I noticed you guys are always...
We like to swap beers.
What'd you get today?
He handed me a couple of nice ones. I'm looking forward to this Double Fuzzy Duck. It's a double IPA from New England Brewing. And then a Stone Tropic of Thunder Lager. I'll have both of these during Thursday Night Football.
Are you going to be returning the favor?
Well, earlier in the week, I gave him some delicious Idle Hands, and he was able to try that on.
We are part of the Pint Club, and first rule of Pint Club is everyone talks about Pint Club.
Yeah. Incessantly. Right.
Pretty good.
Well, speaking
that could be a spinoff show, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Or a podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
We need another podcast.
Yeah.
What's on the show today?
Well, we got Peter King today, and because of scheduling, Michael Irvin's going to join us today instead of tomorrow, and then Steve DiAsi is the third man in, so plenty of football today.
All right. Well, Godspeed through the power outage.
Going to get sweaty, I have a feeling.
It's 80 degrees in here.
Yeah.
Or 82 somewhere
it's
around
terrible.
There. So it's like
my iced coffee is melted. So that is a great start to the day.
All right.
Yeah. If you missed any of our show today, then you can listen to the entire program on the radio.com app using the new Rewind feature. And if you still don't have the app, just text APP app to 37937. We'll be back tomorrow morning with Julian Edelman of the New England Patriots.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.